So, when you come to this place where you realize that the greater one is in me, he's on the inside of me to help me, that I can overcome this. I don't have to be ruled by this because I'm going to live from the inside, not out here. I'm not going to be controlled, pressure, or moved by this out here. I'm going to be looking, listening, and I'm going to get acquainted with and get knowledge of and learn how to be led by my spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It just take me a minute because I sure do. It said the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. See, it's where he's going to enlighten you. That's why he gave you a spirit. The spirit of man, not your mind, not your flesh. He's not going to enlighten you through your flesh. He's not going to enlighten you through your head. He's going to enlighten you through your spirit. And that's why he gave you a spirit like his. He recreated you. Create you in Christ Jesus like him. The same spirit that's in Christ is in you. Are you listening to me? That's why you're listening to me. So the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord. And what it will do, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Searching all, not some, so you know what's on the inside of you. Searching all the inward parts of the belly. You know what's in there. You know where you got jealousy in there. Don't leave it there. You know where you got strife. It enlightens you. And that's why you want to feed it. This seed will never produce sin. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. And if you follow your spirit, you won't keep on sinning because it's going to lead you in the right direction. Whereas you turn your nose up before and took an attitude, the next time you're going to smile because it leads you in the right direction. When you listen to the flesh, you'll do stuff like that. Huh? Am I communicating? Amen. Hallelujah. And so he said in Romans 12, this is the last one I believe I'll be able to give you. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Now watch what he says here now. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye or you present what? Your bodies. Didn't say your bodies take charge and tell you what to do. You take charge and present your bodies a living what? Sacrifice. Make it available to do whatever you tell it to do. You present your body a living sacrifice. How? Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. One translation said, make it your spiritual worship. Don't let your body be a golly hog. You know what I mean by that? And don't let your mouth be a slop bucket. You take charge of your body. Because that's what he said. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you take charge of your body. Now watch what he said in verse 2. Go to the next verse. And is what? Adding to what's just been said. Connecting it. And be not conformed to this world. How? But be ye how? Transformed. How you do that? By the renewing of your mind. See, you get your mind renewed to the word. Keep your body under. Let it be the temple that you worship God in. Not running to every kind of bad activity and all kind of stuff that's going on. You make your body be a temple of worship. Are you hearing me? You are in charge. Not in all kind of evil activity that the flesh wants to do. You know your flesh will do anything, you let it do. It'll overeat, it'll cuss, it'll do this, it'll do that, it'll steal, it'll cheat. You know it will. So you don't let it become that. You have that car out there, and that car should be a place for you to travel to take care of your business, handle your household goods, and take you to work and back. But it's not for you to haul drugs and liquor and all kind of stuff and peddling it. Because if you get caught, you're going to jail. So don't let your body get away with this stuff. You let it know this is what you're for, to worship God. And your mouth, not a slop bucket. Hello? Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means you, if you get your mind renewed, your mouth will talk right. Because you'll talk out of your spirit and you won't be talking from your head. Hello, somebody. That you may prove, see if you'll do it, you may prove what is that good. See, you'll find out what is good, acceptable, and what else? Perfect will of God. There's a good will of God, there's an acceptable will of God, and there's a perfect will of God. If you get your mind renewed, your spirit can bring you to the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. How do you do it? Living from the inside out. Living how? From the inside out. Say with me, I'm going to live from the inside out. I'm not going to live from the outside in. I'm not going to let junk in here. I'm going to put the word in here so I can live from the inside out. Can we say praise the Lord? Say it again. Ushers, come on. Did you get anything tonight? Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Usher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good all the time. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's so good.